Like many people in the United States this time of year, Wilson Hurley has put up a Christmas tree in his house. But his Christmas tree sits in front of an image of Buddha. The front of his house has an ordinary Christmas wreath as well, but the Buddhist prayer flags in his backyard are a more unusual sight.
The tradition is that the flags are hung outside with the prayer that any beneficial aspiration in them gets blown to the wind and to all beings.
Hurley grew up in a traditional Christian family, but as an adult, chose Tibetan Buddhism as his religion.
Yes, you would not see this in most American households.
Hurley has been a Buddhist for more than 30 years. Recently, he has helped spread Buddhist ideas and practice by holding meditation classes. He believes Buddhists can celebrate Christmas just like anyone else.
In my mind, the true celebration of Christmas is to go deeper into one's heart to try to root out pettiness and selfishness and anger and hatred and intolerance, and to try to make a more loving heart, a more compassionate heart.
A survey several years ago showed that Buddhism has become the fourth largest religion in the United States, with 1.5 million adherents.
You wouldn't know it from our classes here. We have very small classes.
About 20% of American Buddhists are white. The vast majority of the others are immigrants from Asia. Ue Tan immigrated to the United States from Burma nearly 30 years ago. He is a devout Buddhist and also celebrates Christmas, at least some of the practices associated with it.
We do celebrate Christmas. Well, not like going to church or anything, but we do celebrate, bring the friends and the relatives get together and give the gifts to the kids and everything.
More than 80% of Burmese immigrants to the United States are Buddhist. There are a sizable number of Christians, too. Tan believes there are many similarities between followers of Buddha and followers of Jesus. He says he agrees with the vast majority of Christian doctrine.
Most of the teaching, about 75-80% that I agree with, you know. So the only thing that difference is we believe in cause and effect. Nothing happened by itself.
In this temple, located in a suburb of Washington, D.C., the majority of worshippers are from Burma or are related to a Burmese. Ari Manosuthakit is from Thailand and is studying for her Ph.D. in linguistics. Her husband is Burmese and both of them are Buddhists. In addition to worshipping at the temple her husband frequents, Ari also goes to the local Thai temple. Pramaha Untewo Putan is a monk at the temple. He says the monks have a very positive view of Christmas.
If they are Buddhist, so they have holiday, and also they could come to the temple by that day. So it's good to have holiday.
Thailand's ambassador to the United States, Don Paramutanai, is a Buddhist, but he and his family observe some Christmas traditions.
We have a religious ceremony. So we pay homage to the Buddha. And we, by same process, pay tribute to His Majesty the King as well.
These immigrants consider themselves a part of American society. They say they want to integrate into the mainstream culture of the United States. Interracial and interreligious marriages are not unusual among them.
The Buddhists, we open mind, you know. We don't mind you are Buddhist, Islam or Christian, but if the husband is a Christian, okay, when the important day for the Christian, they should go to celebrate with them.
While Buddhists may not celebrate all the Christmas rituals, they believe they can join with Christians and others in hoping for peace and joy to the world at Christmas and all the year round. For producer Su Li Yi, Brian Allen, VOA News.